Hi, I'm David Dodge. Welcome to Green Energy Futures. What do you do if you have no space on land and not enough roof space to install solar? You may want to consider floating solar. Ciela Terre designs, builds, and installs floating solar systems that sit on any body of water and produce electricity.
My name is Chris Bartle. I run sales and marketing for Ciela Terre USA. Ciela Terre is a French-based company. We are a manufacturer and distributor of floating solar racking and anchoring systems. The Ciela Terre, I believe we're over 200 employees now, headquartered in France. We have a large R&D group in India. So we have offices in Taiwan, Japan, India, and here in the US, a couple offices in Europe.
We've heard about floating solar for many years, but few people realized it's doing so well and fulfilling a niche in the solar industry.
Total projects is over 300, and that totals 1.5 gigawatts. Most of that is in Asia. The markets that have really taken off for us are the island nations like Japan and Taiwan, where they don't have enough land to build these large-scale solar systems, so they use the inland water bodies.
So what are the key applications for floating solar?
Floating solar simply gives the developers and builders of solar systems another surface to use. So we've been putting solar panels on rooftops, out in fields, parking lots, canopies, that kind of thing. And now you can float the solar panels on bodies of water. So these are typically man-made bodies of water that are not used for recreation or any other purpose. So in the U.S. so far, we've done wastewater treatment ponds, quarry lakes, industrial ponds. You know, these are water bodies that exist, and most people don't even know they're there. So the biggest system Ciela Terre has built is 192 megawatts. That's in Taiwan, and that was actually phase two. The phase one of that project was 88 megawatts. So combined, you're approaching 300 megawatts.
In drought-stricken areas, Bartle says floating solar slows evaporation rates and blocks sunlight, slowing algae growth. And a side benefit is the solar modules are cooled, making them more efficient. So are the modules installed flat or tilted on the water?
We have two tilt options, 5 degrees and 12 degrees. We can't go steeper than 12 degrees because it would create greater row spacing. So we've decided to max out our tilt at 12 degrees, keep it nice and compact. And what that allows us to do is fit 1 megawatt on 2 acres of water surface.
So what about winter in the northern climes of Canada?
So the floats don't sit very deep in the water. They're floating high up on the water. They're submerged maybe an inch or two. So when that water freezes, it really is freezing underneath the floats. There's no compression going on that's damaging the floats. The cold weather doesn't scare us. We've got systems in Colorado and Sweden and Korea that have been frozen in ice and covered in snow, at various stages of the winter. We warranty our system down to minus 40 Celsius.
So the big question is, how expensive is floating solar?
It is quite economical. It's a little bit more expensive than a ground mount system of the same size, but the devil's in the details. The rough rule of thumb, floating solar might be 10 or 15% more than a comparable sized ground mount system.
As Bartle says, Ciela Terre has done 300 projects around the world, and often it's municipalities or other customers who have goals of reducing emissions but no land for solar. So they install solar on their water treatment ponds or other unused bodies of water. Bartle runs Ciela Terre in the U.S., but he says they're currently working on a number of proposals in Canada for customers with industrial ponds, quarry lakes, and hydro dam reservoirs. Learn more on our blog at greenenergyfutures.ca. For Green Energy Futures, I'm David Dodge.